These are all of them.
Okay.
You get,
thank you. Thank you.
Patient
name. Patient name Ronald Warnwald. R O N A L D V A H R E N W A L D. I repeat. R O N A L D Ronald V A H R E N W A L D Warnwald. Date of birth 10/12/1963. Date of procedure April 13, 2024. Physician performing Bab Mohan Kama MD. Self referred. Indication. Dyspepsia, colorectal cancer screening, possible colitis on imaging, wall thickening in the transverse colon was noted on CT scan. Procedure performed, esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with biopsy and colonoscopy with biopsy. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Possible complications of the procedure including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as a possibility of missing a lesion, such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position, serratus process service, a well lubricated lumbar suite, a gastroscope, was introduced into the esophagus and related to the third duodenum, carefully made of the durable second third duodenum, stomach, GI, esophagus, retro fasciocardia, air was sensible, the risk of disconnected upper endoscopy exam. The patient was then turned around to proceed with the colonoscopy exam. A digital rectal examination was performed. Well lubricated Olympus video pediatric colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced under direct vision to mid transverse colon. Further advancement was not possible due to obstructive mass lesion. The patient tolerated well and recovered well post procedure with any complications. Findings: upper endoscopy, Z line 45 centimeters regular, LA grade C esophagitis was noted, biopsies taken for Barrett's esophagus, stomach biopsies taken from body for Helicobacter pylori, inflamed antrum was noted, characterized by scattered erythema, biopsies were taken for Helicobacter pylori, duodenum inflamed bulb was noted, characterized by scattered erythema, biopsies taken for celiac disease. Transverse colon, colonoscopy exam, procedure incomplete, maximum extent reached, mid transverse colon, ulceroproliferative mass was noted around transverse colon area, more than 90% obstructing, a pediatric colonoscope would not pass. The mass appeared actively bleeding. There was active bleeding noted a few centimeters distal to this area. Biopsies were taken for histology. The procedure was aborted after obtaining tissue for histology. Impression: gastritis, esophagitis, LAC, transverse colon, ulceroproliferative necrotic mass, highly concerning for malignancy. Active lower GI bleeding, secondary to ulceroproliferative mass. Plan: recommend admission to hospital for further management of active lower GI bleeding and management plans for ulceroproliferative mass. Follow up in the office based on management plans at the hospital. End of dictation.